He's learning to really in Nishma's time. Lose him from Shari Moshe with Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel be schus for Shlaim Achai Moshe and Malcolm and Bracha Bas Malcolm at Kitzim Fegaldino and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Samach Vav, continuing on in this topic of somebody who gets caught off guard and Shabbos comes in and he is carrying something. So we're holding by Sif Yud. Chosh Chaloi Baderech Utfilim Reishai. You are on the way and you're wearing tefillin. Now it's nighttime. We know on Shabbos, we cannot generally wear tefillin. That is the way we paskin. Or he's sitting in the Beis Medrash. So now, there we'll see, Mishabur will explain that there, but the Midrashim were out in the field. And since they were out in the field, they were not a makam mishmeres. They were not a protected area, and it would be a bezayin to leave the tefillin there. So what should you do? Maniach yadi aleihem. You place your hand over your shalrush. The shalyad can be covered with your clothes, but your shalrush, you place your hand. Until you come to your house. However, if there is a house that's near when you're coming in from the Beis Medrash in the field, near the wall, near the border, that is protected. So don't go, in other words, limit to how far you're going to have to walk with your tefillin. Only go to the closest place that the tefillin will be protected. Let's see the Mishavur on this. You can't carry it, lebesim, and they could do Shabbos because it's Shabbos. Ulahasa is shamaderech to leave on the way. You cannot do a bezayin tefillin. It's a bezayin for the tefillin. The bottom midrashes shalahem dear shuls haya basada. We're out in the field. Makom she'aim eshumah b'neganav and was not protected because of the robbers. Alkein hatir lechacham lenasim al of derech malbish al beisay. The chacham said, in such a case, we'll make an exception, and you're allowed to wear the tefillin as a malbish. Ach tzarech lechasayisam. He's still supposed to put your hand over it. Shelo yiru shu noisal of atfilin b'shabbos. People should not see that he is carrying his tefillin on Shabbos. Another reason also brought down that he himself should remember that this is something that I'm generally not allowed to do, and therefore by placing your hand over it, it reminds you that this was an exception to the rule because of the covet, or so there shouldn't be a bezayin to the tefillin. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph, Hoysach Havilasay Munachas Al Kaseifay V'Kiddush Alav Hayom. He's wearing a backpack. His bundle is on his shoulder, and night comes in. Now, we'll see in the Mishabura, we're talking about, you remember there was a buildup over here. We had the Eitz of a Goy, we had the Eitz of a Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan, we had the Eitz of your animal, it was before Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan. Right, so we had the Eitz of Hoylech Dal Damas, less than Dal Damas each step. So we'll see over here, the Mechab is talking about that none of these options are an option for him. So what should you do? Rotz Tachtel Al Beisai, run all the way to your house without stopping. V'dafka ruts and only running. Avalelech la'at loy. Going slowly doesn't work. Kaven lesakera aslam evrakir vanacha. The point is, it's getting dark. So what do? I start walking. Now, we know that in order to be over the Issa Dairaisa of Shabbos, I have to do Akira and Hanacha. If I don't do the Akira and Hanacha, then I am not over. So therefore, if I start walking before Shabbos, my Akira was before Shabbos. My Hanacha won't be until on Shabbos. So as long as I don't stop, right, we'll see the certain stoppings that may be okay. But as long as I don't stop, then I didn't do Hanacha, and then I wouldn't be doing a new Akira. So technically, we could come up with this Eitzah. Again, this is last resort. None of the other Eitzahs work. Technically, what we can do is I can walk, start walking before Shabbos, and not stop until I get to where I need to get to. However, the Chachamim felt that if you're just walking along, you're not going to have a reminder that, hey, you're not allowed to stop. Therefore, they said, you're only going to allow you to do this if you run the entire time. The Zimnin, why? The less, Kaven, the we can't go slow. Kaven, the less Akira, since there's no Hecker, Asilameh but Akira, you might go ahead and make an Akira of Anacha. The Zimnin, Koyiv, Alavadate, you're going to stop and you're not realizing it. Alvarats, Islay, Hakera. But running, you'll have a reminder the whole way. So now we'll pause over here in the Mishabru, in the Mechaber for a moment. Rotz Tachtel. The Chulk, so the Mishabru is going to explain what we just spoke about outside. The Chulk Kama, the Loi Amid Lafish, as long as you didn't stop to rest, Ein Kana Akira B'Shabbos, there's no Akira. V'dafka K'she'ein Imai, now, V'dafka, this Eitz of running is K'she'ein Imai Ein Yehudi, you don't have a gun. You don't have an animal. You don't have a chereshet v'katan. V'gam b'makom she'en yochal alichei pachas pachas mi'arba amos. It's a place that you can't go 4 amos, less than 4 amos at a time. Kigoyin she'misyarim ilistim she'egzaluhu. It's a dangerous area, and you're worried that if you don't keep moving, you're going to get robbed. Oy she'yashmayim rachav arba amos. So you're walking across a stream that's more than 4 amos wide, and you can't stop in the middle of the stream. V'ayim ashe kisafti b'samach. The Lidan, the less Rishus Harabim, according to us, where there isn't Rishus Harabim, again, we mentioned this previously, it really depends on where you are. Gemur, Efshad the Shari B'cholinyin, then maybe, then even if you do have the other Eitzes, you'll be able to rely on on this Eitzes. So then the Mechaber said, you can't walk regularly. Why? Because the Zimna Dekoyi, the Im Om, now you might stop. And when you stop, and then you start walking again, right? So you did Akira, and you did the Hanacha. Now, what is called stopping? V'im amed l'saken hamasa. What happens if I stopped in order to adjust my load? Right? Is that considered stopping or not? Potter dezeh le'mikra hanocha. That is not considered a hanocha. Now, basically, the point is that stopping that should be considered hanocha means you're stopping because you want to stop, not because you are stopping for a reason that has to really do with your carrying. Otherwise, that's not considered. So, putting it down, if I'm carrying a backpack, right, it's very important because we're going to get into halachas later on, you walk out of your house and you remember that you have something in your pocket. What's considered akira? What's anocha? What's the best way to handle it, right? So if I'm carrying a backpack and I don't stop walking, I never did hanocha. If I put it down on the floor, obviously that's anocha. But if I stop, it depends. If I stop to take a break, that's hanacha. If I stop just to adjust the load, that's not considered a hanacha. Now, there's a very, very interesting question that comes up based on this. What is if I'm walking in New York City and I realize Shabbos is coming, right? So I start jogging with my backpack, so I shouldn't stop on Shabbos. I get to a red light, I don't walk, and this car's coming, right? Do I have to jog in a circle that I shouldn't be stopping, or is stopping for a red light considered like I'm adjusting my package, or is stopping for a red light considered like I'm taking a break? What is that? The so Reb Shlomo Zalman over here, he brings down that it's not that he says that since you don't, although it's not like adjusting your package, but still you don't want to stop. You're stopping because there's a red light. This car's coming. So since it's not because you don't want to stop because you want to brake, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds it's not considered a hanacha. When you got to the corner, you wouldn't have to run in circles because you're not stopping because you want to. Now, Reb Moshe talks about this in a different case. He talks about when a car stops by a red light. And over there, he says that is considered stopping. So it seems to be questionable. If Reb Moshe would agree with Reb Shlomo Zalman on this, whether stopping for a red light is considered stopping and therefore would be considered a hanacha not. And then the Mechaber said, let's go back here to the Mishnah Berurah. Hakeira, the avet shinya ba'alichasei. By running, you're walking differently. You remember the whole time you're running, so you remember that, hey, this is Shabbos, and I got to be careful about stopping, and that's why the Chacham said, when you don't have any other choice, you didn't have the animal, you didn't have the chereshet v'katan, you didn't have the goy, you didn't have any other choice, the only way you can get there is by running, then you should do this, but you should run, not walk. This way you constantly have a reminder that you're not allowed to stop. Now, that is very good for me to get from point A until the door of my house, right? So now we run back into the problem. I got from point A to the door of my house, and now I need to get it into my house, my package. So here I have a different problem. It's not the Hoylech Dal Damage Rishus Haram. Here I have a different problem as I am transferring from Rishus Haram, Rishus HaYocha. We discussed this already. So what should you do then? B'chimata lebeisa, when you get to your house, says the Mechaber, Kehecha deloy koi porta, right? You're going to be taking in from the Rishus Haram, Rishus HaYachid. So what should you do? Zarek like Achiyad, we said this already, you throw it, right? So I have my backpack, I flip it over my shoulders like in an unusual way. It should go flying into my Rishus HaYachid. The Hainu Shaloi Kederach Zrika, not a normal way of throwing it. I turn around and I just drop it off my shoulders in an unusual way. And since I went ahead and I took the object and I transferred from Shusa Ram to Shusa Yochid to La'achayad. In an unusual way, I wasn't over any Issa deraisa. La'achayad, let's see, Mishabur, the Hainu. What does that mean? Shemahapach achoyer. If you turn around your back, clap your chutzah to your courtyard, the zarkemikseifav, and you throw it from your shoulders. Kainu, this is how the Rekeach describes it. The klaachayad lek isur deraisa. The second you're doing something klaachayad, there's no isur deraisa. In mitshum hefset chavi losa hitir loy davazeh. Going back to what we said all along, since the chachamim knew that if we don't allow people these eitzes, they're going to be concerned about losing their object or whatever they have, their backpack, and therefore they allowed it to do it in such a way. Let's see the mechaber see if you'd base. Yesh oimrim. The dafke bechavila tira loy lasis ken avaloy bekisa. So till in the last sif Yud Aleph, we spoke about I have a backpack on my shoulder. Now those who say that this that the eitzah of running and then when I get to my chutzah I throw it in an unusual manner only works with my backpack, but not with my wallet. We'll see in the Mishabura why would it be any difference? Yes, that those who argue and say no, there is no difference. Let's see Mishabura on this. The dafke bechavila. Shehikveda, because it's heavy. Vein derech laritz b'masa kaved. I'm running with a backpack. That's unusual. Okay. The isle hekera. I have a heker, but just my wallet. Shukal and heker baritza. Maybe I'm running because I'm late. I want to get home for the Suda Shabbos. So I'm running. So this Yesh Ayim says yes. This eitzah of don't stop, and this way you won't have done hanacha. But we need a reminder that only works. The reminder is if you're running with something that's heavy. But if you're running with your wallet in your pocket, what hakarit do you have? I mean, you're running because you're running. Who said there's a lot of times people run? So, those who say that it works with the wallet as well. Once again, the Mishmur warns us. Why would I be doing this? It's only because I don't have the guy, I don't have the animal, I don't have the cheret shait v'kot, and I don't have the halach dal damas, pachas with dal damas. The mekel kayashayim lo yifsid, you could be mekel and do this running eitzah even. With just you all. Because I'm going to run Hashem Shul to Gebirim, the Lidon, the last run of Shusarabim, actually Kulam Asharabachalinian, that if you're in an area that does not have a real Shusarabim, then you can use this running trick in for your wallet, and you can use the running trick even if you maybe have some of the other Eitzes that you may have. Okay, we have a little more time, so let's go a little weiter. Says the Rama, Umi Sheyeh Shachach Kisel B'Shabbos. What happens if you forgot your wallet in your pocket on Shabbos? So now, imhu bebeisai, very could be a very negated halacha. Your wallet, your money is in your pocket. Okay. If you're in your house, the Rama says yochel le'lachim le'cheder la'hatach hagoyer lipo sham letznia. So we're talking about then the wallets used to be strapped to them, right? The fanny pack. Now we don't really wear fanny packs, but see, it's starting to come back in style. Maybe I'm going to get myself one soon. So what you could do is, says the Ramah, that if I realize that I have my wallet on me on Shabbos, I can go ahead and I am able to just walk to whichever room I want to put it away, where it'll be protected, and untie it or flip my pocket over to come out and drop on Shabbos. Vimhi bashuk, what happens if I'm out on the street? Also lavila beisa, you can't bring it to your house. Rak matach hagoyer bashuk v'neifel. You open up your wallet and you strap and it falls down. Okay? Now, for Yehudi Lashamar, and you tell a guy to watch it. The Im Mevi the guy, you told the guy, do me a favor, can you watch this till the rest of Shabbos? And then the guy decides, I don't want to sit here and watch it all Shabbos. He brings it to you, it's not a problem. I only kind of in my kids tough a big day, Madina, if it's tied to you, sewn to you, what should you do? Now, the obvious question over here is, we just learned all different answers. The guy, the animal, the running. So why all of a sudden over here do we say drop your wallet on the street? Let's see the Mishnah. The cave. So first, the first case was I'm in my house. I can go to a different room. The cave, since it's in your hands already. According to Rama, you can go to wherever you want. Once you're holding the muksa, you can bring it anywhere you want to put it down. However, right? He was not. Doesn't agree with this. Gra says no. Drop it wherever you are. So he says that if the place you're standing, if you would drop your wallet, it would get stolen. Then even the Gra would possibly be matter that you can go ahead and move it to another room where it won't get lost. Bashuk. So now we go to the other case that was tougher for us. In the street, or they didn't make shituvim. Now, why can't we use any of the other etzes? So what's this case talking about that the Ramah tells us just drop your wallet in the middle of the street? You're talking about in a place that yes, you can carry, but you're not concerned that a guy is going to take it. Yehudi. But if you're worried it's going to get stolen, we can use any of the solutions we had till now. He shouldn't do akira. He should remember that you can't stop. Basically repeats the last sif. So here, with Ramah telling us, drop your wallet in the middle of the street, he's talking about a place that you're not concerned that you are going to lose it. Let's just do one more mishabruah to finish up the sif. You have a guy who can watch it. But if you're worried, then you can tell the guy to bring it to your house. As we said previously, the best eitzah is the guy over anything else, over your animal, because the issues are animals. You're making another Jew do a malach, even if they're not machuyim mitzvahs. You running is also, you're doing it yourself. The best eitzah is if you have a guy that's able to do it. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We will continue tomorrow.
Thank you.